This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Anna Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joysters. Good morning, everyone. I've got something for you, Dean
Murphy.
What
have you got? What have you got? Oh, here we go. What have you got? What have you done to me?
Is it? Hang on. This is live radio. Oh, there you go.
What's this? Ah, this is a good way to start the day. Hola.
Yeah. It's your birthday. Oh. Yes, we are.
He's from me.
Oh my God!
A little mariachi band.
That's lovely.
Well, if I'm going to be honest, I actually found it for my friend yesterday, Gareth. But it was very cute, so I wanted to play it for you because it's your birthday.
So this
tomorrow.
Is like a second-hand gift.
It's the second time I've used it.
This is like it's not even an original idea anymore.
I'm actually going to put it on the Facebook page because they're the cutest things ever. What a nice way to start.
That's a good way to start the day. Thank you very much, Anna Murph.
Happy pre-birthday.
Ah, thanks.
Special
very
occasion.
Much. Yeah, another year.
Another year older.
So it always seems to land on Friday or a day near where we do a show.
No, we do a show
and we always talk about it on
the Friday.
Oh, so that's it's right.
Just,
yeah. You're right. Yeah.
That's sort of along the lines of you always asking me what date is my birthday this year. Yeah.
What date
is your birthday? I've just managed 16th of October, and I managed to make it already about my birthday, and it's actually yours.
You just changed it around. You're going to be in India for your birthday this year.
I'm going to be in India. Oh. Yes, I am.
Now, what was the plan?
I'm going to be in the middle of Delhi, and I'm going to have my headphones on.
And what song are you going to play?
Peanut Butter Jelly?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I just had to check because it seems to change.
Good morning, people. We have a ripper of a show tomorrow. No show tomorrow. We're not on. Hey, has anyone woken up this morning and gone, wow, it's really warm?
It's really warm this morning.
Shock.
It's currently 15 degrees.
It's currently 15. Yes. Wow. We never get that in the morning.
We don't, but do you know what?
I didn't even feel like a hot chocolate this morning when you pulled up in the car. No, I kind of did when I did when you rang me, but when I got out there, I thought, oh, it's too hot for a hot chocolate.
So
we've had a thick shake.
So we're late. I'm running
could've
late anyway.
And I
ring and say, Dole, running a bit behind time.
Yeah.
Because for those at home, every Friday morning I drive from Beaumaris to pick up my dear siblings so that we can do this show. But on the way, I go through McDonald's drive-thru and I speak to the lovely attendants there and I go, can I get two skinny hot chocolates?
You do.
Light on the chocolate, extra hot, standard, and it's just quite the performance. Anyway, they're used to me now, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But this morning I was running late and I said, Dole, we're running late. Do you want the hot chocolate? Oh, we have to have the hot chocolate.
Can't start the day without
a
hot chocolate.
We can't start the day without the
but
hot chocolate.
But then I walked up the side.
So then
I went,
go and get it. And then he's not down ready waiting for me at all.
No,
so I still have
to
ring and wait. And then, and now on air, in front of our audience.
In front of our audience.
You are going to say that.
Well, there's probably only three of them
feel
awake.
Like it.
We're probably only talking to three. Look.
So now they're waking up for me, yelling at you.
Anyway. It's really warm this morning, isn't it? And it's going to be 18 degrees
retrospect,
today.
I don't think I felt like it either.
There you go. As I told you. 18 degrees today is what we're heading for, which is great. 18 tomorrow and sunny.
On your birthday.
Which is awesome. And then it takes a bit of a nosedive on Sunday, but who cares?
Well,
it's Sunday. Now, listen to me. I just want to make mention, too. I saw this article in the paper this morning, DNA to nab dirty dogs. A city in Spain plans to use DNA analysis of dog droppings to track down the owners who failed to clean up their pet's mess.
Ooh.
Now, they're going to get all the dogs in for a little bit of a test, a bit of a swab test, and then they've got it on record. So if your dog does a poo, then you're in trouble.
Well, you'll be in trouble.
Well, the person at the park yesterday down at Como Park should be in trouble because I stepped in poo yesterday.
Well, that's karma.
No, it's not. Why?
I've seen you do the pretend scoop.
What?
And walk away.
It's called the bend and snap.
It's a bend and snap. It's a pretend because you don't even half the time manage to remember to take enough bags.
No.
I'm not. You are.
For all those dog owners out there, you know what I mean. Now, listen, I've got a thing in place, right? If your dog happens to do it on a part of the grass where it's near something that you know physically people can't step in, then that's okay. No, we're not talking about just
throw this
on
open to the audience. I don't know. Tim's looking confused about that. I'm not sure that's okay.
If Sparky the dog backs up against a wall and it's right on a, sort of like a wall bit, and you know people aren't going to step in it there. There's no way, unless you were like slightly off your guts and then all of a sudden, you know, walked into the wall.
I'm not sure. I think we throw it out there. 0427 joy 949.
Oh, you want to turn this into a topic?
joy.org.au. For any other pet owners, just walkers in the fine areas, could we all say whether this is okay?
No, I'm saying like in a spot where you know people can walk, you've got to bend down and pick it up. Go and get a plastic bag. I do have them in my pocket. But sometimes the thought of picking it up, and you know no one's going to walk in it. But you have to do the sort of bend down and pretend bit. So you pretend that
it's
got
just an act.
It's a bit of an act.
I want to know who else does the act.
Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Cool for the summer, Demi Lovato. We just busted the gates open on that one.
We have indeed, haven't we?
Who would have thought that, you know, that basically, I think you're right. I think Tim, our producer's right. It's got
there's a little bit of a lesbian undertone in there.
There is a lesbian undertone in there.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
And somehow that's made that Disney star just seem that little bit raunchier and hotter, doesn't it?
You love her now, don't you?
I do. It's just something about that makes me go, ooh, it's a naughty song.
It's
now.
Like that new song.
I thought it was
out.
Cool before, now I think it's naughty.
Well, that we were driving along this morning, heard that song. You know, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I know somebody who likes to sing,
which apparently
I can't feel
is all
my
about,
feet.
Apparently,
when I'm with
it's all
you.
About drugs. Who would have thought? I thought it was like being happy, happy in love with someone, but no, it's not. It's about drugs.
And yes, now you've pointed that out to me. I can't sort of listen to the song the same way, but yeah, isn't it funny?
Yeah, it is funny.
When you listen to songs and you don't really pay attention.
No, that's right.
And now I'll pay attention.
Well, we were talking just before that song about the fact that they're doing DNA tests on dog poo.
They are.
In case your dog
and
does
you're
it.
In all sorts of
Well,
trouble. You and
am
your
I
flatmate.
Or aren't I? I don't know. Am I or aren't I?
Yeah, I just want to know how many people do the pretend bend and snap.
When Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy backs up against a tree...
Do you think a dog with that name backs up, or does he politely discard whatever he's not
I don't
using
think,
anymore?
I think, if it's on a leaf or something near a gutter, you know.
Your dog's not that accurate.
He sent a message through saying it's a strategic thing. If Waldo backs up against anything at all, which is not near a spot where real humans can have access to, it's A-OK. Well, I agree with that.
And you've gone the two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. And this one came through from Nurse James.
It says, yes, I've left a max doo-doo on a bit
max
of grass
doo-doo.
Where no one will step before. And I've done the pretend scoop when he's done more poo than I have bags for. See, you dog owners.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I'm unearthing things about you all.
Well, let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. Now, I know we all take bags. We all have got the bags. But sometimes you just can't bear it. Like, seriously, and you think to yourself, you're not going to go, oof, is anyone going to walk on that? I don't think they're going to walk on that. If not, I'm going to run. I'm just going to run now. Run away from it.
Well, what would you do if you, I'm sort of glad now that you don't have a child. Because
I'm not going to let my child crap in the footpath. Seriously, I'm not going to go, am I?
Aren't you?
No.
I don't know the way you raise your dog.
Oh, there you go. And then I'll ring people. Oh, guess we did it outside Vogue Plaza.
You would.
I don't think so. You're an idiot. Nelson, we've been talking about whether it's okay to leave some dog poo in certain places. I just want to finish up this because, you know, it's not something you want to talk about over breakfast and people are just getting into their breakfast. But I just want to talk about the fact that sometimes you can't pick it up, Mer.
Oh, my God.
You can't. I had Dawson Henry on a footpath, right, and we were sort of like, you had nowhere to go. There's like a walkway.
Poor Dawson Henry.
A walkway. Anyway, we're sort of walking down and there was this really good-looking guy with his dog coming towards me. I'm thinking, everyone's been going, oh, now you've got a dog. You know, it's a great meeting thing.
Poor
like,
Dawson.
You use your dog as a pickup thing. Yeah. Anyway, just as we were sort of getting closer, Dawson had that motion, the motion. But mind you, I'd been feeding him soy crisps for about half a day.
Soy crisps. Soy chips. Yes.
For about half a day. And no one told me you can't feed him that. Anyway,
one would think it was obvious.
As this guy got closer, my cute little pup turned into, I don't know what happened, but it was like a fire hydrant fountain. Just kept coming and going and going. And walked past and goes, going to pick that up. It's not the greatest pickup tool, is it?
No.
Like, didn't make me look good.
But it's just karma for you not taking bags.
In that case, I needed to take a mop and a bucket. Good morning, people. Good morning, Anna Murph.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jessie J, too. It was the Jessie J show the other night on The Voice, wasn't it?
Well...
It's kind of dominated.
Well, I liked it. I actually liked it. Look, Delta was great. She let her team sort of sing her song. But when she started singing, she sang all over them, let's face it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But Jessie J pretty much went, it's my song. I'll sing it. You can have a couple of words here and there.
Yes.
It's my song. I'm in the middle.
Don't stuff it up.
It's
still selling on the charts.
It's a very good song.
Yep.
Anyway, during the week, there was a little bit of hoo-ha via Twitter.
Oh, who with?
This time, Zayn Malik and Calvin Harris.
Oh, there's a rumble.
Look, it's a lengthy ridiculousness that went on.
Little Zayn's. I'm shorter than Calvin Harris.
I'm a little sort of out of the, you know, loop really how it started. It did start because Zayn Malik made reference to Taylor Swift pulling her music off Spotify.
Oh, Spotify. Yeah, she did do that. Yeah.
Made a bit of a remark about that, and obviously Calvin Harris jumped in. Good God, love that.
Well, he's the boyfriend
Scottish
of Taylor.
Socks.
I jump in too.
Boyfriend jumped in to defend his girlfriend and said, you know, you've made your money, what, like, question mark? Cool, what about, I'm paraphrasing because he swears and we don't swear on this show.
No, or we'd be taken.
What about the 99% of musicians who depend on these services to survive, right? Yeah, what about him, he says.
Yeah, what about him?
And then he goes on to say, if you don't get what it means when a successful artist uses their celebrity to benefit every other musician and songwriter in the industry, .. meaning stay out of things you don't understand.
Is that 140 characters? Sounds like it's more.
No, he's done a few, right? He's quite obviously quite mad.
Right, mad.
And if I could do it in a Scottish accent, probably would have been better.
Can't you?
But
usually
we could try. Zayn has come back with, Calvin Harris, you just made an absolute fool of yourself, mate.
Oh, dear. No.
Wow.
No, you made a fool of yourself when you left One Direction. Mm. Zayn Malik.
And then Calvin Harris responded again to saying, meaning stay out of things you don't understand.
You sound like Fat Charlie.
Yeah, no, it's not good, is it? Anyway, and then he's repeated it again. It's just going back and forth. It's ridiculous.
Do the Scottish thing again.
No, I can't. Now I can. Oh, now I'm so confused in this story. And so he's got at Calvin Harris, so I suggest you calm your knickers before them dentures fall out.
Oh, Zayn said to Calvin.
How very
Well, he has had a lot of work. He has had a lot of work, Calvin Harris. Google it. You'll see. Calvin Harris in 2005 is not the Calvin Harris.
No.
2015.
Not at all.
He has got dentures.
Anyway, so then Zayn has said again, at Calvin Harris, you clearly didn't understand what I said. I just said either.
Yes.
This is just such a tittle-tattle, isn't it?
Garbage.
All good. It was the quote, not you personally, mate, says Calvin Harris.
Yes.
In that accent.
Right.
And then Zayn has followed up
and gone, please let me know more.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
Oh, and I write my own music too. Doodlehead. Well, I'm paraphrasing again. And Calvin Harris, I think, won the battle by coming back and said, best of luck, Zayn Malik. Genuinely, you've got a great voice.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, Calvin,
thank
you're
God.
Nutty no. Scottish man.
Indeed.
Just have gone off on a tangent here. It is birthday week for more than just you and my best mate.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about it.
You're in good company, you two.
Who else's birthday
is
this
Leos?
Week?
And it doesn't really surprise me when I think about it that you're all in the same group.
Mm.
Because you've got
exciting.
similar attitudes to life.
What's
and
that?
And do tend to sort of feel like the world revolves around you.
Oh, here we go.
Our Madge turned 57 this week.
Again.
Madonna,
good. Happy birthday, Madge.
Bloody birthday,
when did
Madge.
You turn? What's the date?
57. I don't know the date. Don't be stupid. It doesn't say it here.
16th, maybe.
I think
Anyway. That's great.
Does it matter?
Good news. I haven't even got any Madonna tracks lined up. Do we need to be playing one for her?
I think we should.
Oh, I haven't got one.
But she, can I just, I love her.
Yes.
Now, as you know, it took a long time to get on board, but I do adore her. And now, look, the cops were called to her birthday party.
What?
At 57. Because their houses, all the neighbours were complaining because their houses were shaking from the noise. God love her cotton socks.
Oh.
I wonder whether she was playing Bitch on Madonna really loudly. That one I would have rung the cops about too.
Maybe. Or maybe she was playing this. Happy birthday,
Happy.
Madge. Now, in the paper this morning.
Yes.
Well, he may not know any of her songs at all, but James Packer has been rocking enthusiastically in Israel to his Belle. American beauty, American singer-songwriter.
Hey.
Or whatever, all of the above.
Or whatever she does.
Whatever she does, Mariah Carey.
Canary.
12,000 people in the audience. And there's a photo of him in the paper, and it looks like he's staring directly at her bottom. But why wouldn't you?
He looks bemused.
It's quite a high-water booty, if you ask
me. There's one sort of angle I like to look at this and think, is he looking at her longingly or is he just looking at her and thinking, what the hell are you wearing, you stupid tart? I'm not sure. But you know, like, you know how she sings everything?
Yeah, she
like,
doesn't talk to the audience.
On the stage,
she sings everything.
She's
yeah.
just like, everything's a song. Yeah. I went to that conversation and just be like, you've got so much money. I've got so much money. I've got a star on the Walk of Fame. I'm not even going to let my child get in the way of that. James, go buy me a yacht. If you're nice to Mama, come here, I'll give you a motorboat.
Hey, listen, the story that, oh, look, we have some bizarre things on this show, but this one is, this is a ripper. So there's this guy, right?
Right.
And he was intrigued by goats, so he gave up everything to live with them in the mountains. What? Thomas Thwaites spent 3 days as part of a herd in the Swiss Alps while investigating goat behaviour. He used special prosthetic limbs, made him, he was enabled to move around on all fours with the limbs. So he actually looked like this sort of Transformer goat, if you like.
Can anyone else just hear, high on the hills, low on the goat, hey,
yeah, that's the one.
I don't know. This is an idiot.
Yeah.
This is what this is.
The designer even considered having a fake stomach fitted to let him eat grass just like his four-legged friends.
Why?
He said, my goal was to take a holiday from the pain and the worry of being a self-conscious being, able to regret the past and worry about the future.
No, you know what? You removed all sense of self-consciousness, didn't you? Donkey. Oh, sorry, he's a goat. Sorry. I hate people like this sometimes. I suppose I shouldn't.
No, don't
hate him.
You've got to love these people because these people make our show.
Yeah, actually, no.
Otherwise, it's very boring.
Do you know what? They say love and hate are really, really closely related. I love everyone. Yeah, yeah. I love him.
Yeah,
sorry.
I love him too. I think he's cool. I would love a goat friend.
No, I don't like. I think the prosthetic limb thing, walking around, that's creepy.
Oh.
Like no. It makes him like a four-legged spider.
No, he's not a spider. Doll. He's a goat.
I know he's a goat. I know, but it's...
Spiders have 8 legs.
I know, that's what I said. He's a four-legged one.
If you wanted
one.
To be a spider, you'd have 8 prosthetic legs.
Oh, imagine the guy that goes, and there's spiders. Yuck. That's disgusting.
Oh, good grief. Anyway, I don't know where we were going with that story. It's completely gone out the door. Back in a minute. What have we got? We've got a little story there.
Oh, look, I just find this amazing. The tooth fairy must be having a lean year. Because apparently she, and I'm not sure why the tooth fairy is all of a sudden, the tooth fairy is all of a sudden a female.
Yeah.
Couldn't it be a male?
No, it could be either, I think.
Whatever, it's a fairy. Apparently she's paying the children 24 cents less this year than she did last year. Visa has done the 6th annual tooth fairy survey.
Oh.
Really?
What? Really?
Haven't we got enough to do?
No. Actually, a guy said to me the other day,
Shouldn't you be investigating credit card fraud?
Of course you should be.
Surveying fairies for children's tooth. Anyway, apparently the average price paid this year was $3.19 per lost tooth, down from $3.43 in 2014. What? I need to pull my teeth out. When mine were falling out, the maximum I got for a tooth was 20 cents.
Sometimes when you hit that pitch that you do, a lot of people want to pull their teeth out.
Sorry.
Their hair out. Actually, I had a mate of mine the other day.
I'm outraged by that.
I had a mate of mine the other day. I said, how are you going? He said, I'm as broke as a tooth fairy in a meth house. There you go.
I haven't heard that before.
Murphy's Law, Havana Brown there, No Ordinary Love. Love that track. Good one.
Mentone's finest.
Mentone's finest. Just bring it back down to where it should be.
Yeah.
8:10, heading for a top of 18 degrees today. And
now listen to me.
What?
During the week.
What?
I was very interested to see the people have actually gone out there and done a survey on this particular thing. And everybody who's listened to the show for a while will know that I have particular words that I do not...
Tony will be listening right now.
I do not like.
Yeah, no.
So in Pennsylvania, the University of Pennsylvania did a survey of 500 women to get the top six...
Top six most...
Most hated words of women. Now, I don't think it will be any surprise to everyone out there. My most hated ones got in the top three, right?
Top three.
So number one...
Yes.
No surprises. No prizes for this one. Moist. Yeah.
Come back to the mic. Yep.
So I'm not saying that
we
again.
Need to get her a bucket, Tim.
I just can't stand that word. Anyway, number two wasn't mine. My second is number three on their list. But number two on their list is squirt.
Squirt. Oh. I think squirt's worse than moist.
Oh.
Just
see, quietly. I would replace that with slid. Oh. I can't. Oh.
You're adding to, actually, adding to the list.
Sorry, it sort of makes me feel nauseous, what I have to say. Number three was panties.
Oh.
Which the people writing the article was like, really, girls? Is that offensive? Yeah, so it is, actually.
Do you want us to put a sentence together with those top three?
No, 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 no.
I slid off my moist panties.
No! Sorry to make a yell at you all. I'm sorry you don't.
What? Okay. Yeah.
There's a scene in Amityville Horror.
Oh, we don't need to go
anyway.
There.
Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, there's a top six, right?
Yes.
So I was very interested about, yes, number four struck me as really weird. And I want to put it out there to the listeners. What do you think perhaps is number four?
Oh, so you want
I'll tell you what, okay, five and six are. Five's curd.
Curd?
And number six was flap. Oh yeah.
Actually, that would be number
flap.
One for me.
I'm not happy with flap.
You can just
flap.
Hear that sound, can't you? Just flapping on your car window.
I'm really not happy with flap either.
No, flap's terrible.
But anyway,
so you want people to guess number
piece
four?
Here, number four, because I found it
odd.
Yeah. This list.
Okay, well, let us
500
know.
500 people were surveyed.
Why don't we give away a prize to entice people into this?
I would like to give away a prize.
Tori Kelly's Unbreakable. We're going to give it away. It's awesome CD if you want to get your hands on it. All you got to do is tell us what number four is, what word it is that
most hated words.
Not women. Only for women. I'm squirming.
Yeah, cool.
There's
not
another
a good
one. Squirm. but let us know your thoughts. And should we tell them what it starts with?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll
okay.
See how you
okay.
Go.
Let's give it a go, people. Send it through 0427joy949 honorandjoy.org.au. Now we're talking about words which
yes.
are a real turn off to women. Actually, people in general.
That could be on this list.
Yeah.
We're looking for number four. Caroline said grunt.
Grunt.
I don't mind grunt.
Colin said slither.
Yeah. Oh. No. Jeremy said fellatio. I don't think we needed to go there. And Simon said tantalise. What's wrong with tantalise?
Oh, tantalise, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Especially
like
the way
a,
I say it.
Like
tantalise.
Yeah.
Listen, tantalise. Yeah, no, I hate it too. It's going on the list.
Paula said shenanigans.
One of my friends wants to throw things at Facebook when he sees people saying, I'm out for Friday night shenanigans. He goes, no, you're not.
You're not having fun at all.
No, you're not.
You're not having fun at all.
You are not doing that.
Paul said hemorrhoids.
Oh.
And David has said cunnilingus.
Oh, yeah. Can you? I'm like, seriously? Okay,
oh,
look,
dear.
You're all incorrect,
you're
but
all
we have had a couple who are on the money.
Yeah, so we'll put them in the draw to win the prize.
So anybody
gets, you know, if we have a lot of them come through, let us know. 0427joy949, honorandjoy.org.au. And we are talking, we're trying to find the word.
Number four. Worst word list.
God, there's some people very creative this morning, guys.
It's so juvenile in here.
So juvenile. It's the most juvenile show on Melbourne radio.
Our listeners have been playing and haven't they just made me feel sick? Brian said yeasty.
Yeasty.
Yuck.
Ooh,
James,
that hurts.
Claggy.
Claggy.
Ooh, claggy.
No.
That's up there with clammy,
yeah,
isn't it? Ugh,
Marita said flaccid.
Oh.
Do you actually sound like you like that?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
And Darren said prolapse.
Oh, you don't no, nobody wants to hear
that at 8:30 in the morning, do you?
Janine said secrete.
This the show has gone to the dogs.
It's so bad, isn't it?
So bad.
Comrade said happy birthday, Dean, and morning rat bags. I think the worst word is fisting.
Oh, you can't say fisting.
What do you mean? Dean, you said cunnilingus and you said fellatio. What's wrong with fisting?
What's wrong with fisting? Do I
never thought I needed to say that?
Burn with me tonight. Burn with me tonight. What is she saying there? Burn with me tonight. Doesn't make sense.
It does. But actually, I did think in the toilets before when I was listening to that song that it's a little bit like she's gargling gasoline.
I think it's Birrarung Ma she's saying.
Birrarung Ma.
Going out for a picnic.
I knew it.
Awesome.
There you
and
go.
I thought you said to Shane before, see ya, but it was actually see ya. Welcome back to the most disorganised show in the world.
No, it's not. We've been flowing along nicely until you just stated the obvious.
Oh, dear.
Now, we have a winner.
We do indeed. Oh, we've added some late entrants into our worst
God.
Words competition.
What is
this one? Ooze.
Ooze from Nick.
Yuck. This one, smegma.
Smegma, Clinty Babes.
But you're not the winners. The winner is Paul from Yarraville. Can we have a congratulations?
No, I can find
This came in at number 4 on the list. Congratulations, you are the winner with the word chunky.
Chunky, was it chunky?
Yeah, it was chunky. Wow. I thought that was weird.
Weird? I don't think that's...
I don't know whether I hate the word chunky.
I don't think that's up there near Slytherin.
No. And some of the other words.
And moist and panties and stuff.
No. We don't need to say it anymore.
Hey, but guess what?
I think we should make a fabulous sentence out of all of those words. I don't think so, Paul.
We have to round this. We have to wind it up. But we've had so much stuff we didn't get to this morning.
No, that always happens.
Oh, it's terrible. Like, I just want people to realise there is a lot of pre-production that goes into this. We did research this stuff, but we just didn't get time to actually go through it. There was obviously the 213,000 of you got busted on Ashley Madison cheating on your partners. That was one story we did.
Liars, liars, pants on fire. Cheaters, get your haters.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Why? You need food.
I
do. Get you out of here soon.
Eggs.
Now, Iggy Azalea has had a nose job.
Nice job.
But may have had a butt implant as well. That was another story.
No, I think she said she didn't.
May have.
No butts about it.
People, also, if you're smoking durries, you're going to get a fat tummy.
Really?
There's another story.
Okay, and in other news, rapper Jay-Z, $1,000 a bottle of champagne.
$1,000 a bottle?
Too rich. There's a cat that turned 26 in Oregon.
Is that a story?
Yep. And a Kentucky man decided to dig up his father to have an argument with him.
Oh, beautiful.
He needs help.
There's stories we didn't get to. That's a roundup. Have a great weekend, people.
Have fun.
Shane's in next
have
with the news.
Have a very happy birthday tomorrow, Dean Murphy.
Thank you very much. I didn't get one birthday message from our audience today.
Thank
Not
you,
one.
Tim. Thank you, Shane. Oh, yes, you did. You got one from Conrad.
Oh, thanks, Conrad. Thank you, Conrad.
Listen, maybe that's why you don't get them, because you sound so ungrateful.
What do you
happy
mean?
Happy birthday, Dollface. Happy birthday.
Well, we've still got time. We've got a minute and a half.
Happy
if someone wants to send a message
you.
Through, we could probably
happy
do it.
Happy birthday, dear Dollface.
Doesn't mean
happy
anything from you.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, it does. You know what I mean.
It's like the hot chocolates.
What? You'd like to get one message from your audience.
Oh.
I'm still waiting. I'm going to sit here and
Sorry,
wait.
Sorry, Leo.
No, I'm sitting
We're
here and
hijacking
waiting.
Your show.
Got another 30 seconds. Someone wants to send one through. No.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Well, you're going to get the news early then. Sucked in.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.